It's time for the most comprehensive sports talk show on the air, The Sports Attack. Now, live from New York, here's your host, Bob Black.
Welcome back to The Attack. I'm Black. You're not. Phone number is 1-800-878-PLAY, 1-800-878-7529. It's totally telephone number of The Attack and Sports Byline USA, Sirius Satellite Radio. They take us along for the ride each and every day. We got a bunch of affiliates all around the country. We give them a lot of love. They love us right back. Today's day and age, radio on the go, go, go. You know, everybody's getting their day off to a start, if you haven't already here in the East Coast, and settling in at the desk, sitting down at the clunky old PC. If you're sitting there right now and the boss gives you a little leeway, which is entirely possible, go to our website, click on the Listen Live button. We're right there for you. It's the award-winning website, AVN, of course, as awarded by Christy Cannon at the Adult Film Industry Awards. You know, look, it's we only get you for a brief period of time per day. It's the way it is. So make sure you check us out here on The Attack. There's also lots of terrific programming here. The Hefe and Wrestling Observer and Tittle and, you know, all the kind of good stuff that's out here on the network. So have some fun with that. If you happen to be moving around and plugged into your device, iHeart, TuneIn, Stitcher, that's the way it goes. And we're happy about that and the fact that you're willing to be a part of what's going on here. So we talk about that all the time. And if you got the iPhone or the Android or the iPoppy or the tablet, well, whatever it is, you know, we're right there for you. And that is a beautiful thing, all in all. 1-800-878-PLAY is the phone number, at BobBlack71. If Twitter is more your thing, make sure you like it. You know, Kevin, if you're out there right now, make sure you like it and then deny it. For us here, American Forces Radio Network, these guys and girls protect us each day. No respite. A little time off every now and then, but not too much. So check it out and make sure you're paying attention and being aware. As we tap on the brakes here and head for the exit ramp, Natasha Leggero and Moshe Kasher are going to be joining us right after this brief respite. And they'll be talking about life, marriage, pregnancy, and the fear of everything that they encounter on a day-to-day basis. Don't go anywhere. It'll be a lot of fun.
I'm Ryan Burke. I'm the head cider maker at Angry Orchard, and we're in Brittany, France. I wanted to make Angry Orchard Rosé cider out of my love for rosé wine. We came here and found these red-fleshed apples. It's a really rare fruit. The apple brings a right, refreshing, natural taste to the cider and a deep, nice pink rosé hue. Our rosé is a little bit less sweet. It's got a really nice balance for any occasion. It's a really refreshing drink.
Angry Orchard Cider Company, Walden, New York. Drink responsibly.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1780. 855-325-1780. That's 855-325-1780.
Attention to anyone that's written a book or wants to write a book. The process is not that complicated. Take a first step. Even if you write a page a day, you'll build momentum and your book will become a reality. The hard part is getting it published. That's when you need to call Page Publishing. They've got hundreds and hundreds of thank yous from different new authors, just like you. They make the process of publishing your new book and getting it sold online a simple process. You can learn how simple it is right now by calling for your free page publishing new author submission kit. One quick 3-minute phone call, that's all it takes to get free information and learn how you can get your book published. Pick up your phone right now and call us 24 hours a day at this number. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. That's 800-603-0885.
Guess what? Right now is the perfect time to tackle those home projects you've been putting off. So come summertime, you can just sit back and relax. Home Advisor can help get you started. Home Advisor matches you to the right pro for the job in seconds. You can read reviews and even book appointments online. Home Advisor can help with any home project, big or small, painting, plumbing, even remodeling. Find a great pro now before the busy season hits. Go to HomeAdvisor.com or download the free app. Home Advisor.
Now, more of the Sports Attack with Bob Black.
All right, you're back with the Attack in our never-ending quest for entertainment, which you rarely find on this show. We are joined by Natasha Leggero and Moishe Kasher, who have a show on Netflix, which is kind of cool. It's the Honeymoon Stand-Up Special, which, I mean, if you're standing up on your honeymoon, that means you're probably involved in a lot of fun stuff. And they join us here on the Attack this morning. How you doing, guys?
Hey, we're doing good.
I'm doing good, although I think you're wrong. I think when you're lying down on your honeymoon, that's when you're involved in fun stuff.
Oh, I don't know. I found standing up could be a lot of fun as well. You guys, I don't know. I kind of like the whole concept. Talking about your relationship, your honeymoon, your pregnancy, and everything else. Natasha, in many instances, this is personal stuff. Funny or uncomfortable sometimes?
It's definitely uncomfortable when I would find out, like, Moishe would start talking about things, you know, that you weren't, that something that happened, and then he'll just, like, say it on stage. But, you know, that's kind of one of the rules of our relationship is we can say whatever we want.
Yeah, when we first started dating, Natasha wrote a joke about me, and she was like, is this okay for me to say? I said, absolutely anything is on the table when you date a comedian. She has grown to regret that conversation as I have written more and more confessional and embarrassing jokes about her.
Well, I have a joke about your handicapped mom now.
Ooh, ouch. Now, who opens the show?
Well, hopefully, we just had a baby, so hopefully pretty soon it's going to be her. But for now, we kind of will find...
We'll switch off.
Yeah, we go back and forth, but someday it'll be our daughter.
Very good. That's good. That's always good to bring children into it because people applaud and they don't want to be rude. So give me the format.
True.
Yeah, well, give me the format here. It like you said, it hopefully will end up being that one particular way. But do you guys end up together on stage at the end of the act?
Yes. So basically I'll do a half hour and then Moishe does a half an hour and then he'll bring me back out, and we'll basically do some live relationship counseling with the crowd, which turns into roasting.
Yeah, essentially we just pick couples out of the crowd and kind of make fun of them mercilessly in a way that they very much enjoy. And, in fact, people have emailed us a lot from the live show telling us how much fun they had. And, in fact, Natasha got a couple that...
One couple got married. Another couple, though, did get a divorce after talking to us.
So. Yeah, so we're doing really important work.
Nice. Did you at least try to pay the legal fees or do a GoFundMe page?
No. I'm Jewish and Natasha just converted, so we absolutely stopped in communication at that point.
A very wise decision on your part. How's the baby doing?
She's good. We're trying to not wake her up. She's been up all night.
She's actually listening to the show right now. She's a huge fan.
Oh, no, absolutely. I saw her on my Twitter page, and I appreciate that. You know, and anytime you can get an infant to go on your Twitter page, you're way ahead of the game. Child raising and everything else.
She's a savvy social media practitioner.
Hey, you know something? Kids at that age, they're already technologically savvy, and that's a beautiful thing. So, I mean, taking the pause for parenting and everything else, what happens when you guys feel up to going back out on the road and doing specials and things along those lines?
What's so great about me is I'm a woman and I have got to breastfeed her and take care of her, so now I never have to go on the road again. So Moishe's going to have to work for both of us.
Yeah, that's a classic. What is this? I Love Lucy? The Honeymooners? No, she's going to get back together. She's going to dry up and then go back into the workforce so that I can stay home and play more Xbox Live.
So essentially, Natasha, this was just a ploy to get pregnant, have a child, and then be dependent the rest of your life, right?
And never have to go to Phoenix again.
I love Phoenix. Let me just say that right now. I love Phoenix.
Well, Moshe, I mean, come on. I mean, you know, next to Israel, you know, come on, please.
That's true.
Where are you guys based out of?
We're in Los Angeles, California, but now that we're on Netflix, we are in your home, and we are available to you at any time.
Yeah, we'll talk about that a little bit. I mean, obviously, having the child and everything else, but what was the response? You talked about picking on couples and everything else, but to me, it's a very clever idea, and I guess Netflix getting behind it had a lot to do with the success.
Well, you know, Natasha and I were on tour. We went on tour together. We both, for many years, were independently headlining comedians who would go out on the road, and the main problem with the road is how lonely it can be, especially when you are single or you're not single. You know, when you're single, there's some fun to be had, you know?
Right. Well, I mean, for a woman, we just go on the road and hang out and do nothing. But for men, they have sex with, like, the waitresses at the comedy club.
Yeah, and that was a really nice time and a really nice memory for me. But unfortunately...
And with their fans. Women don't have sex with their fans either.
Yeah, but men do. I don't know what men do, but I've got nice memories. But then when Natasha and I got married, she suggested we go on this tour together, which is really kind of a neat idea. We started touring around, and we added this third act component where we would bring couples out of the audience and start to roast them, and that got really fun and really popular, and people really loved it at the shows. And then we toured it all over the country, and then Netflix saw it at the Montreal Just for Laughs Festival and said, well, this should be a stand-up special. We agreed. The rest is history, and it's up there now. And honestly, the response has been overwhelmingly positive. People love the show. I love the show. I'm really proud of it. It's really funny, harsh, and sweet at the same time.
And well, I was 8 months pregnant, but somehow I look better than I do now. I'm not sure how that happened.
Oh, stop. You know, in the little notes that Art sent me, you know, he has Natasha wondering whether or not we even need men at this point. Now, are you going down that road? Have you been exploring the stuff in England about the sex bots and, you know, you're going to kick Moshe to the side of the road?
I definitely am not going to get a sex bot. But, yeah, we'll see how Moshe does. So far, he's been pretty good. He does a shift at night and wakes up and feeds the baby a bottle, so that's nice. He's helping out. You know, they just have to, here's a little shout out to men. You just have to make yourself useful.
Oh, yes. Natasha, please don't kick me to the curb. I wouldn't know what to do with all the other people in the world or sex bots in England.
All right.
Yeah, all right. And on that happy note, I want to keep you on schedule. So give me the information, please, about the Netflix event and then also your social media as well if you want people to reach out and talk to you a little bit.
Well, it's called the Honeymoon Stand-Up Special, and it's on Netflix right now. It's a three-part stand-up special, a stand-up special for me, a special for Natasha, and a third part where we roast couples and celebrate love through making fun of people. I can be found at Moshe Kasher, M-O-S-H-E-K-A-S-H-E-R on Twitter and Instagram.
And my name is Natasha Leggero. You can find me on Instagram and also Twitter, but Twitter sort of stresses me out lately.
So just look at her pictures, ladies and gentlemen. There's a lot of sex bots on there.
Yeah, sweet. Sweet. Well, I appreciate the couple minutes. You guys are really a lot of fun and continued success. And more important, health to you and health to the baby. Natasha Leggero, Moshe Kasher, here in the attack, and as usual, Art hangs up the phone. anyway, it's fun. We'll binge watch a little bit on Netflix, and you know, we'll go down that road and have a little fun with it. Interesting scenario, you know, married couples, and usually when in the world of entertainment, when married couples are working together. You know, it can go one of two ways. It's either they end up getting divorced or it's a real successful kind of situation. Back in the old school days, you had a lot of couples that were, you know, Steve and Edie and, you know, Ricky and Lucy and all that kind of good stuff. And they actually referenced that, and certainly understandable. So we'll see. It's a clever idea. I'll check it out on Netflix because I get Netflix. And I'll let you know how it plays out. 1-800-878-PLAY is phone number. 1-800-878-7529. And, you know, it all kinds of stuff flying around in the National Football League. We'll be talking about it on the other side. But there's a new rumor floating out there, which just goes to prove you that nobody really knows what the hell they're talking about. That now Baker Mayfield is in consideration for the Browns' number one pick. I'll tell you something. If they haven't made a decision now, then Sashi Brown will end up doing just as bad a job as anybody else. I mean, John Dorsey will end up doing as bad a job as Sashi Brown did. And by the way, when Cleveland is winning football games somewhere down the line, yeah, don't forget Sashi Brown because his process worked too. Let's tap out right there. When we come back, we will have more fun and frivolity here on The Attack. Don't go anywhere.
Are you an inventor who would like to try to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to companies? But you don't know what to do next? Call for free information from InventHelp. InventHelp, a leading inventor service company, has been helping inventors since 1984 and has sales offices located in more than 60 cities nationwide. You'll want to talk to the company that has helped secure more than 7,000 invention patents. So call InventHelp. Even if you have an idea for improving an existing product and don't know where to go with it, you'll still want to call InventHelp for free information. You'll find out how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to companies. So call now.
Call InventHelp at 1-800-316-1738. That's 1-800-316-1738. Get your free information by dialing 1-800-316-1738. That's 1-800-316-1738. 1-800-316-1738.
If you suffer from back pain, joint pain, arthritis, or other chronic pain, you need to try the water therapy benefits that Advantage Therapeutic Walk-In Bath provides. Not only does Advantage Walk-In Bath help get you in and out of the tub safely, it is proven to be beneficial to relieve aches and pains, giving you the relief to enjoy your day. You can enjoy taking your new bath and rejuvenating your body in as little as 7 days. And if you call today and ask for the radio special, we'll give you a $1,500 coupon towards the purchase of a new Vantage walk-in bath. Every call in the next 10 minutes will receive a $1,500 coupon towards the purchase of a new Vantage walk-in bath. Your aches and pains can be washed away. Call right now for a risk-free quote. 800-552-6851. 800-552-6851. 800-552-6851. That's 800-552-6851.
Hi, I'm Dr. Robert Clapper, Chief of Orthopedic Surgery at Cedars-Sinai Medical Group in Los Angeles, California. Dedicated to your health, your life, and your sports. As a weekend warrior, you know about sports injuries and pain. Exercise is an important element in keeping your body's core in good shape to minimize sports injuries. But when you are in pain, there is one product that I recommend to my patients, and that is Blue Goo Gel. Blue Goo consists of a proprietary formula developed specifically for the treatment of inflammation and general muscle aches and strains. I recommend Blue Goo for my patients coping with hip and knee pain before surgery, especially bursitis and tendonitis. Give Blue Goo a try. Call 1-888-330-0123 and you'll receive a 1 week supply of Blue Goo absolutely free. The makers of Blue Goo are even paying the shipping. The number again is 1-888-330-0123. If you want more information on Blue Goo, visit online at www.dothegoo.com.
Now available at select Big Five stores near you.
You're back with The Attack, Black You. The phone number is 1-800-878-PLAY, 1-800-878-7529. And NFL draft is on Thursday, thank God, because I am so tired of hearing they just, you know, over and over. They really have no clue. They really don't. I mean, it's amazing But rumor has it that Baker Mayfield is in consideration for the number one overall pick. If they pick him in Cleveland, Cleveland will riot. And I'm not saying that he's not going to be a good quarterback. He might be the best quarterback in the draft. But Cleveland wants either Josh Allen, who can throw the ball 100,000 feet, or Sam Darnold, who's the alleged safe choice out of USC. That being said, there's really four options. You throw Rosen in there as well, and I have a feeling he's going to end up being the quarterback that everybody – I have a feeling 10, 12 years from now, he'll be on everybody's radar. I really do. But that's just my opinion. And I don't think the other guys are bad either. I think they're all going to be in this league for quite a while, including Allen. One of them may wash out. We'll see. We'll see. But in Cleveland, obviously, with the picks involved and all of this stuff, talk about trusting the process. I mean, Sashi Brown set it up with getting the draft picks, acquiring Houston's draft picks, not winning football games, and they didn't do it on purpose. They just had a bad football team. But they need to get the right guy in the right place. I mean, look. They're also there's people that are throwing it out there that they should take Barkley and then get their guy. It could work out. Seriously, it could work out. But if they have a person, a quarterback that they want, and if they're still indecision in that building as to what direction they're going to go in, they're going to screw it up. Now, you think about what's going on here, right? With the 2 second-round picks, the 2 first-round picks, even if they grab the quarterback and he ends up not being the guy 5 years down the road, they could still end up with a great draft. And I know that sounds weird, but they could still end up with a great draft. Because of the 4 pick, where they'll probably grab Bradley Chubb or trade out. And then the picks at the top of the 2nd round, where they'll reinforce their offensive line or grab another running back or whatever, whatever they need. Whatever they need. See, for people, and again, they could surprise everybody and take Saquon Barkley. But once they signed Carlos Hyde, to me, they tipped their hand that they were going to go number one with the quarterback and then whatever's there at 4, and if it happens to be Saquon Barkley or Bradley Chubb or Minkah Fitzpatrick or whoever the second best player is, remains to and ends up being their pick. Now, if the Giants go quarterback, then they're going to get Saquon Barkley if they want him, or Bradley Chubb, no matter what, whoever their guy is, because the Jets are going to take a quarterback. But which quarterback remains to be seen. And like I said, it's they're burning it up in Cleveland. Opinions are like you-know-whats, and they're all over the place on this right now. Browns fans should be very optimistic. This is going to be the draft that puts their team on the path towards the Super Bowl. Will they get there? We'll see. Lots of teams have good drafts and never get to the Super Bowl. But this is going to be the draft that puts them in that direction. The Dallas draft is going to be remembered for this. And don't forget, their draft last year produced 3 superb players. Young, but superb. Miles Garrett is going to give you 8 to 10 sacks every single year, and he can stuff the run. The safety slash linebacker is going to be in the lineup. And again, with Greg Williams' defense, they're going to get better and better, and he's going to get better and better. Cleveland has real opportunity here. And David Njoku, I don't want to leave him out. He's going to be a weapon for Tyrod Taylor right off the bat. And you talk about stats going up. For a guy that doesn't want to throw the ball down the field because he's afraid to take risk, they've already got three position players in place on the offensive side that are elite weapons if Josh Gordon stays on the field. So, you know, again, what direction does this go in? To me, it's quarterback and then defense. And in the second round, they'll probably address the needs on the offensive line. The only thing that I could see, quite frankly, is if they decide to go with Quentin Nelson at a Notre Dame. And that would be the shock pick. Everybody would be up in arms. Well, oh, my God, you had a chance for a transcendent pass rusher. Maybe you did, maybe you didn't. You know, one thing that stuck out about Bradley Chubb in the combines was the agility drills. He wasn't very good. Now, they talk about his passion, his leadership, first guy on the field, last guy off, you know, inspires his teammates, and that does count for something. But when you're going up against big meanies who are 6'6", 345 pounds, you got to have more than passion. Joe Thomas retired. They're trying to deal with that. If Quentin Nelson ends up being their dark horse pick, I wouldn't have an issue with that at all. And then the pass rusher falls to Denver and they got to make a decision. On Thursday night in the top five, it's going to be a lot of fun. Now, I don't know if they're going to take Josh Allen. I don't know if they're going to take Baker Mayfield. I don't know if they're going to take Sam Darnold. We know it's not going to be Josh Rosen. Dorsey's statement the other day, he referred to Baker Mayfield as a pleasant fella. Okay. Which I found the statement interesting. The only thing I care about, do guys win? Well, there you go. Does he have accuracy? Josh Allen. Does he have a strong arm? Josh Allen. Can he throw the ball in the red zone in tight windows? Baker Mayfield. Can he drive the ball? At the end of the game, does he win? That's what I look for. I'll tell you something. That makes me think that Sam Darnold is not the lock. You know. Everybody's looking at Baker Mayfield like he's the fourth best quarterback in this group. I don't know. You listen to Charlie Weiss. Charlie Weiss would draft him over Johnny Unitas. Is Josh Allen, you know, is he going to be Tom Brady? Or is he going to be Jeff George? Or Ryan Leaf? Ryan washed out for other reasons. But so we're going to have to see how it plays out. But again, Thursday night's going to be a hell of a lot of fun. And when that first pick hits the podium, all hell's going to break loose. It's going to break the internet. There's going to be stuff out there and stuff said that, you know, it'll be vitriol, it'll be passion, it'll be yay, it'll be nay, it'll be everything. There's going to be movement. I think, what were there, 7 trades or 8 trades in the first round last year? These newer GMs are not shy about trading out. Again, do I think that the Giants are going to trade out? Only if Barkley is picked first. because I think he's their guy. New York fans will love it. The football purists will go crazy and say you screwed up because running backs don't last. All I know is you put Saquon Barkley and Odell Beckham Jr. on the same field at the same time, along with Evan Ingram, along with Shepard. Yeah, they need blocking help, and they've addressed some of that with Nate Solder, and they still have heavy lifting to do, but they have a second-round pick where they're going to be able to grab guys. All I know is that that offense is going to be a force to be reckoned with, and that's an offense that was 31st in the league last year. So we'll see, and we'll have some fun with it. More draft after this short timeout. I'm Bob Black. Please don't go anywhere.
When it comes to hiring, you don't have time to waste. You need to get to a short list of qualified candidates fast. That's why you need Indeed.com. Post a job in minutes. Set up screener questions based on your job requirements. Then zero in on qualified candidates using our intuitive online dashboard. Your time is precious. Let Indeed help you get to your short list of qualified candidates. Post a job today at Indeed.com/hire. Search for greatness. Search Indeed.
It has been said that everyone has a book in them, but do you have the time or the ability to write your book? Maybe you picked up some skills or had a life experience that you want to pass on in the form of a book to help others. Maybe you want to leave an autobiography for your family, or maybe you've built a successful business and you want to share your story. At Dorrance Publishing Company, we have professional writers who can help turn your book idea into a finished manuscript quickly and affordably. A Dorrance ghostwriter can provide as much or as little help as you need to complete your book. You'll work directly with your ghostwriter to finish your book faster than you ever could on your own. It's easy to become a published author. Call Dorrance now to learn more.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. Call right now. That number is 800-485-6003.
If you or a loved one is suffering from a physical or emotional condition that has left you unable to work, then listen carefully. Take this number down. 1-888-983-3890. That's 1-888-983-3890. When you call, you'll speak with a Social Security disability expert and get a free evaluation to see if you may qualify for disability insurance benefits from the U.S. government. That's right, a monthly cash payment paid directly to you from the Social Security Administration. Whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied disability benefits, call now. The disability attorneys at Pinnacle Disability can help you build your case, file an appeal, and represent you at no upfront cost to you. Don't wait another minute to see if you may qualify for your Social Security disability benefits. Call Pinnacle Disability Group at 1-888-983-3890 for your free case evaluation. That's 1-888-983-3890. 1-888-983-3890. Call now.
Hey guys, Scott Turner, the old G3 Sportsman here to tell you how proud we are here at G3 Boats to be the official boat sponsor of Outdoor Guys Radio Show. Ken will be highlighting and talking to our G3 certified guys for the best fishing tips and where they're biting across the country. We also want you to be aware of our military appreciation $1,000 discount off all our packaged G3 boats in addition to any of the boat show rebates. Check us out at g3boats.com and come join the G3 Live.
You're back with the attack. I'm Black. You're not. Phone number is 1-800-878-PLAY, 1-800-878-7529. Still your telephone number of the attack. Sports Byline USA at Bob Black 71. If Twitter is more your thing, and yeah, tis all good. National Football League. They're going to have the event down in Dallas. I'm real curious. Again, there's so much to talk about this. I'll be curious to see how it plays out in that Philly did such a good job last year you know, half outdoors, half indoors. The place itself was just rocking. I mean, rocking. And people were coming and going from it and all this stuff. And, you know, it was good. I mean, it really was. It was good. And Dallas has something to live up to here. You know, and again, Jerry and his ego and all that stuff. And I like Jerry. I like Jerry. I really do. You know, you look at the draft itself, and it's going to be an event. They do everything bigger in Dallas, and we get all that, and that's fine. They're going to be hard-pressed to beat what Philly did last year. And I was against moving it from New York. Number one, because I like to be there. And we don't pay for that here. Number two, you got Radio City Music Hall in New York. They roll out the red carpet, the whole nine yards. But I have to give Goodell credit. I have to give Goodell credit. The moving it around and the passion with which they've embraced the draft since they moved it out of New York. You know, Chicago did a nice job. Philly up the ante. Now it's in Dallas. It'll be, you know, they'll move it around. It'll be in Tennessee at some point in time, and it'll be down in Tampa, and it'll be down in Miami, and, you know, they'll have, it'll be fun. It'll be fun. Yeah, you know, one of the more intriguing storylines, I think, is going to end up being the New England Patriots. Because for the first time in a long time, they're in the first round with two draft picks. They're going to move up, they're going to move down. They're going to reach out to Cleveland and try to move one of those picks for both their second rounders if Cleveland's targeting a specific player. Should be fun. They're going to draft a quarterback. And I think the second tier guys, and I think this is where it's going to get interesting, is when you look at the people who are not being considered as the no-brainers and, you know, all that kind of stuff. I don't know that if, I don't know, Baker ends up with Miami, or if Lamar Jackson ends up with Arizona or with New England, that they're not going to end up being better in the long run than some of the guys at the top. You know, we talk about it all the time. Look, it's a rare occasion where the Tom Brady's, where the Kirk Cousins, and I don't consider Cousins a great quarterback. I consider him a very good quarterback. Brady's probably the best that ever played the position. And they weren't drafted in the first round. But that's the exception and not the rule. The big-time quarterbacks in this league are drafted in the first round. So, if you're going to go down that road and grab your quarterback, you better damn well make sure you're grabbing the right guy. And as we were talking about with Cleveland, regardless of how this turns out, and, you know, it Hugh Jackson is under the microscope from the second the Browns set foot on the field. Now, you think last year, right, they went through the preseason undefeated. And everybody said, oh, this is going to be the year they finally start winning some football games. And the exact opposite happened. They went 0-16. Now, will there be pressure on him in the preseason? Yeah, no. You know. No. But once the regular season starts, I mean, you know, because John Dorsey's been there before. He knows the preseason doesn't mean squidouche. But once that regular season kicks in and they open up against Pittsburgh, they're off to the races and they better get it right. Because that's ultimately going to be the test. And once they bring in these players and they start incorporating them into the situation, that's going to be a test too. So it's going to be fun. And Cleveland is going to rock and roll. I mean, look, you think about it. The Indians are a damn good baseball team. This team is every bit as primed to win as Philadelphia was primed to win. I don't mean they're going to the Super Bowl and they're going to win the Super Bowl, but I'm talking about the city itself. This city is ready to go. They want to win. They want this football team to win. Everybody thinks Hugh Jackson's a terrific coach. I think he's a terrific coach. But now, it's nut up or shut up. And there's very few options left because he ain't John Dorsey's guy. And if you're not the guy, that means you're vulnerable. Don't care who you are. So we're going to find out. And we're going to find out on Thursday. Now, again, I think there's great storylines here. Everybody's assuming that Denver won't pick a quarterback. But what happens if, you know, what happens if Cleveland upsets the apple cart and they go running back or Bradley Chubb first? And the Giants are almost forced to take a quarterback. To me, that's Dave Gettleman's worst nightmare. Because I don't think they like any of the quarterbacks. They might like them. But I don't think they're going, wow, we got to replace Eli with this guy. You know, and speaking of pressure, freaking Davis Webb. They got the 3-day minicamp Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday leading up into the draft. And this guy's got to show that he's going to be a good NFL quarterback. You know, the best thing I've heard about Davis Webb thus far is that he follows Eli around like a puppy dog trying to absorb all the knowledge that he has. Well, I have no idea if he can throw a football, lead, or team because the idiot, Ben McAdoo, didn't play him last year. Unbelievable. As bad as that football team was, when they decided to take Eli out of the starting lineup for some inexplicable reason, they put Geno Smith behind center. No knock on Geno, but we know what Geno is. And somehow, Davis Webb sat on the sideline. How could they possibly do that? Oh, wait, they both got fired. I guess that's how they could do it. Can't make it up. Can't make it up. 1-800-878-PLAY. 1-800-878-7529. Now, Denver, as I said, sitting there at number 5. That's going to be interesting. Is Case Keenum their guy or is Case Keenum a caretaker? Is Case Keenum a one-year wonder in the right system, in the right place at the right time? Or is he somebody that's going to be able to carry a football team? He's better than anything they had on the roster. Trevor Siemian and Paxton Lynch and the 6'8" Wonder Boy. But he's never proved it consistently. Man, they invested a lot of money in him. So we'll go find out. But like I said, and this is not your granddaddy's draft. There's movement in the first round and all these mocks and everything that they're throwing out there. And that's all well and good. you know. But if you're the if you're the Broncos, if you're, and you know, Bills already made their move. If you're the Dolphins, how much capital are you willing to give up to get the guy you want? Now, according to numerous reports, Buffalo's not willing to cash in a lot of their picks. For the number two pick. Me, I'm not so sure. Now, the way it's shaking out now, if Cleveland grabs their guy and they're not willing to trade out at number four, you know, John Elway said that the for sale sign's out on number five. Maybe they move up there. Or they could just wait. Because one of the guys might slip to them. Now, you know, and again, if they feel they need to grab a quarterback this year, and if they're targeting a specific guy, and let's not forget, they got A.J. McCarron. We don't know if McCarron's going to be good or bad. He may end up being their quarterback of the future, at least for 5 or 6 years. We don't know. And which quarterback is going to slip, because one of them is going to. I mean, there's no getting around that. Just on numbers. Somebody is going to slip. Will it be Baker Mayfield? Will it be Josh Rosen? You know, will the Jets surprise? See, here's the thing. Everybody's got Baker Mayfield coming to the Jets. Broadway Baker. Now, again, we don't know if that's the true intent of what's going on with the Jets. Maybe it is, maybe it isn't. But just let's say for the sake of discussion here, they grab Josh Rosen. They say, we like this guy. We think he's pro-ready. We think next year he's in, and he's our guy for the next 10 years. Everybody starts scrambling. Because supposedly, Arizona, and the quotes have been all over the place, they don't like Baker Mayfield. They love Baker Mayfield. Like I said, let the chips fall where they may. Thursday's going to be a hell of a lot of fun. Destination viewing, my behind is going to be parked on that couch watching me some draft. Let's tap out right here. When we come back, we'll wrap up this edition of The Attack. Please don't go anywhere.
Hi, I'm Dr. Robert Clapper, Chief of Orthopedic Surgery at Cedars-Sinai Medical Group in Los Angeles, California. Dedicated to your health, your life, and your sports. As a weekend warrior, you know about sports injuries and pain. Exercise is an important element in keeping your body's core in good shape to minimize sports injuries. But when you are in pain, there is one product that I recommend to my patients, and that is Blue Goo Gel. Blue Goo consists of a proprietary formula developed specifically for the treatment of inflammation and general muscle aches and strains. I recommend Blue Goo for my patients coping with hip and knee pain before surgery, especially bursitis and tendonitis. Give Blue Goo a try. Call 1-888-330-0123 and you'll receive a 1 week supply of Blue Goo absolutely free. The makers of Blue Goo are even paying the shipping. The number again is 1-888-330-0123. If you want more information on Blue Goo, visit online at www.dothegoo.com.
Now available at select Big Five stores near you.
Do you use the blue pill to charge your sex life? Have you been thinking about trying the blue pill? What if we can promise you the same results for less than $3 a pill? If you're paying $20 a pill for the other pills, you're getting taken to the cleaners. Our pill delivers the exact same results for less than $3. We'll do the math for you. You'll save more than $16 a pill for the same results. Want more? We'll give you 40 blue pills or 40 yellow pills for $99 and add 4 more pills free. You save more than than $500. You don't have to be a rocket scientist to know what to do next. You need to call and get your 44 pills for just $99. Stop overpaying for the other blue pills. Call us and start saving a ton of money for the exact same results. Ordering is fast and easy with your pills delivered to your door in a non-marked package. 800-223-0992. 800-223-0992. 800-223-0992. That's 800-223-0992.
Not too long ago, it felt good to withdraw your cash from the bank, didn't it? For a vacation or a new car. But today, withdrawing your own cash has become risky. Pat Boone here for Swiss America. According to The Secret War, a new Swiss America white paper, I learned that all banks are now required to spy on you and me for the government, and then report any financial behavior deemed suspicious or unusual. You must read The Secret War. It's free. Truth is, I believe the government's new war against cash is really a war against us all. But the secret is now out. So please, get and read The Secret War.
Pick up your phone and call right now. 800-932-5517. 800-932-5517. 800-932-5517. Once again, that's 800-932-5517.
Now, more of the Sports Attack with Bob Black.
That's me. You're back with the Attack. I'm Black. You're not. The phone number is 1-800-878-PLAY, 1-800-878-7529. Gilbrandt, who is always, you know, fun, has talked about just, you know, some of the guys in the draft, and we'll see. But some of the rumors that are out there, and again, Patriots were intrigued and impressed by Lamar Jackson. He made a pre-draft visit. Pats hold 23-31. I don't know if he gets there. Sam Darnold's 20. Could end up being the youngest quarterback ever. Again, another guy that I think should have stayed in school. We've talked about Allen with the accuracy issues. Jets supposedly love Mayfield, but they like Rosen too. Broncos open for business. Seattle's going to be intriguing because they're a team on the decline. I mean, what ends up happening with Russell Wilson? And now, you know, the other aspect of it too, because is Calvin Ridley the guy that the Cowboys need to draft if he falls that far, or DJ Moore? But they got a whole bunch of guys that are going to go in the second round with the wide receivers because nobody's just blowing anybody away. I mean, you think about it, you know, trades for Julio Jones, trades, you know, for various wide receivers where people moved up because they thought they were going to be that good. And it didn't play out. And I'm curious to see with the Buccaneers, too. Because they're a team that I think is going the wrong way, baby. That's a coach I think is going to be looking for a job next year, and that's Dirk Cutter. But, all right, that's it for this edition. Hope you enjoyed it. Thanks to our guests for coming on board. As always, thanks for Art providing them. We always appreciate it. And thanks to you, of course, for listening. For Senator Roberto out on the West Coast, I'm Bob Black. Have a great day, everybody.